Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, it's Tuesday. I came out with the midweek special a little bit early because all of our listeners that are up in WEEU country, WBYN, all of you guys out there are really, I'm worried about you. So I wanted to come out with some information here for you because you guys up there have some serious weather coming through today. And I wanted to make sure that you guys are careful out there. So WBYN, WEEU radio listeners, this one is for you. You guys have a tough time out there right now because I tell you what, you guys are getting hit with a tropical storm. And I wanted to give some safety tips out there real quick for you just so you could make sure and be safe. First off, make sure that you walk around the house and you can make sure that everything is attached down. That's not going to blow around. Second of all, make sure that you've got those gutter downspouts getting away from the house as best you can because those have a tendency to fill up your basement with water. So many times you will see those things really make a huge difference as far as all that square footage of roof water comes out, comes down the downspout, lands in the yard, and that water loves to go down and go through the basement wall. And especially with all the rain you guys have been getting out there, I want you to be safe with that. Next one, I actually just got off the phone here doing an interview with the mighty Mike Faust at WEEU and ended up talking about some of these things, but I just wanted to hit on a couple others as well. If you're out of power and you're running a generator, make sure that that exhaust is pointed well away from your house. Drag it away from the house a little bit. Make sure you're at least 8 feet because what I don't want to do is see that exhaust rise up and get caught underneath an eave or something like that, and all of a sudden you're filling the house full of exhaust. So make sure that you've got that generator well enough away from the house that it's not going to get up into the roof fence or soffit fence and get inside the home. And make sure that your carbon monoxide detectors are working correctly in the house. So make sure they've got batteries in them, that kind of thing. And then second of all, make sure to watch down in your basement if you've got one that you've got the water under control. I want to see people go down there 30 minutes, every 30 minutes and check. You know, when you've got a tropical storm heading your direction, make sure that you've got that eyeballed. And then take your camera on your phone, videotape, record, and make sure you're doing what you can. If you've got stuff stacked up against the basement wall, pull it back. Make sure that you don't have water coming up there. And if you've got valuables down there, might be a good idea to get them off the floor. And then make sure that if you've got a sump pump, that that's working correctly. Or if you've got a sump pump down there that needs backup power and you've got a generator outside, make sure that you've got the proper sized extension cord to get that outside of the generator or into your box to make sure that you've got that going. There are some great sump pumps out there you might want to take a look at that are battery backup that can go for days off the battery. Now, they can be $600-$700, but they will do the job for you. Now, some of the other things that I want you to be careful with out there as well is that patio furniture, make sure it's put away, tied down, locked down, all that kind of stuff. And then make sure that you're out at your street. If you have any storm gutters out at your street, make sure that those are clear, that they haven't been plugged up by debris. So keep an eye on that as well. And then, of course, if you're in an area with this storm going through, make sure that you've got the Weather Channel and a NOAA weather radio on to make sure that you can understand what's going around you. And if there are any hurricane, not really hurricane warnings, but if you've got any tornado warnings coming up, or a tornado on the ground, you want to be able to hear in a couple different ways, including the radio over at WEEU, to make sure that you've got a way to do that because those guys are on top of it. I know the Weather Channel is running live with it, and make sure that your NOAA radio has got that. And if you've got a Mercedes-Benz and other luxury brand vehicles. They also have sometimes weather radio in their car as well. And that's another backup for you that maybe somebody could get out there and sit in the car and listen if they're worried about it. That will be also updated quickly. So this is not the time to not be involved listening to things. I want everybody out there that's in this tropical storm area to make sure that you're listening and paying attention to what's going on around you, because conditions can change very, very quickly. And with this tropical storm today moving at 35 miles an hour, it's going to come in and get out fairly quickly, but it's also got a pretty good punch. So make sure that you've got it. Tornadoes are the biggest concern. And with all tornadoes, it's a good idea to figure out in your house, if you don't have a basement, what is the best place to be at? The best place to be at is the part of the house that is the closest to the center of it that doesn't have any exterior windows. If you have a bathroom in the middle, or even a closet in the middle that's under a staircase, someplace like that, those are good structural areas to be. And you want to be able to get into that more center location and have the most walls between the outside of the house and the inside of the house for you. And that way you can have a good, safe place to be. With that, make sure that in the future that maybe you've got a better location that will hold up to these kind of things. Because if you're getting tornado warnings now, it could happen again, and it might be a good DIY project to go tackle. And just everybody be careful out there. As I watch the storm right now, it at 8 o'clock Pacific time right now as I'm recording this, make sure that you're watching that stuff if you're up in that area, and be safe, everybody. So one of the other things, too, that I would really pay attention to is make sure that, you know, water intrusions around your house, if you've got windows and known places that you've had water leaks, I would go around every 30 minutes or so and check all the rooms in the house in a big storm like this, and make sure you're checking that basement. And if you've got an interior way to access a crawl space, make sure that you check that as well. And then again, just walk around and check and see what you've got going around. There's so many things that if you're prepared, you know, this is a good time to walk around your house outside if there's no lightning and there's no high winds, to see what your house is doing, to make sure the gutters or the water is draining off correctly. You know, sometimes you'll see a gutter get overflowing, and now you can know what to do with that. Now you know that you need to address it. So be very careful with that as well, and be safe with that. Make sure you've got some water put away. If you're in a flooding area, one other thing that people forget, there are plenty of people out there that'll have a well head in their yard someplace. What's that? That's well where the well water comes out of the ground. If you're protecting areas, make sure that you've got some sandbags around that, because the last thing you want to do is have contaminated water go down and leak around that well head, and now it's in your drinking water. So you want to make sure that if you've got high water in your area, make sure that you do that as well. And then if you're out driving around, which I don't recommend, be very careful, because when you've got rain that's hit, like when you're going to get 4, 6, 8 inches of rain, make sure that that road is not washed away. So if you can't see the road and where you're going, don't go driving down. I don't care what kind of vehicle you have. It's one of those things that could cause a very big problem. And make sure you document everything as far as the storm for your insurance company. If you do have a possible claim, that will help you in the long run get through that process. So make sure you've got some water set aside. And as well as I hope you've got a little extra food, because I tell you what, it gets interesting. And I've had this happen before when I lived up in the Seattle area. We had a windstorm come through, and with all the trees we had in my neighborhood, we lost power for 5 days. And, you know, refrigerated food goes through quickly. So make sure you got some good dry food that you're prepared for this entire thing. All right, everybody, be safe out there. I want to make sure that all of our listeners out there stay safe. This show here is specifically for you today. Make sure that you're safe out there, and you prepared, and got some food put away just in case you've got power down for a few days and no place is open, or the road's trapped out where you can't get out of your neighborhood. So make sure you're good to go. Alrighty, buddy. Have a great rest of the week. I'll see you on Thursday for the Around the Toolbox special. And of course, we've got a special show this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, It realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.